Okay, so in the previous lesson, we talked about some of the best sources to go to for the names of organizations that may be good prospects for you. We also touched on a few strategies to find the names of the individuals you want to target based on your ideal client profile. In this lesson, we're going to dive a little deeper into how to find contact names and the email addresses for these specific individuals you need to target. As you've probably realized by now, getting company names and even contact names is relatively easy through the web, but getting the contact email addresses is more of a challenge. So here are five tips and five great sources where you can find email addresses for specific individuals in an organization once you have the organization's name and you've identified them as a good prospect. The first is just Google. And the best way to use Google, I've found, is to use the advanced search commands to search for contact names within a specific website. And this is just one example. We're going to go through several that you can use Google for. For example, if you're trying to find out more about an individual named Jennifer Orchard who works at Microsoft, you could simply type the following command into Google: Jennifer Orchard under quotation marks site colon Microsoft.com. Notice a couple of things. First is the quotation marks around Jennifer Orchard. This is called an exact phrase match, and it tells Google that you're looking only for results that have those words in that exact order. Also notice the site colon command. This also tells Google to find that specific phrase, in our example, Jennifer Orchard, only within the Microsoft.com domain, only within the Microsoft.com website, and not on any other website out there. Now, the key here, when you use this type of combined advanced command, is to sift through the results you get and see if any of them show Jennifer's contact information, including her email address. This takes a little bit of research and a little bit of patience. Something else you can try is a broad search of that contact name in Google to see if the email address comes up somewhere else. One specific type of search I would try would be this. So Jennifer Orchard, again under quotation marks, and then at Microsoft.com under quotation marks. Note that by typing that command, I'm asking Google to search for the name Jennifer Orchard and for instances of that name with the company's email convention of at Microsoft.com. My hope is that somewhere on the web, Jennifer's email address appears and has been indexed by Google. I actually ran this search and I found it. Here's exactly what I found. If you look at the second search result, it actually found Jennifer in another website. It wasn't even in the Microsoft.com. It found her in LinkedIn, which is another resource we're going to talk about a little bit later on, actually in the next lesson. Now, the search examples we've covered so far assume that we already have the name of the person we'd like to contact, and we're just missing her email address. But what if you don't have either? Well, there are several ways you can still use Google for that as well, and you could try this, for example: asterisk at Microsoft.com. That would give you a list of results for all occurrences of a Microsoft email address that have been published on the web somewhere. The asterisk is basically a placeholder and tells Google that you're okay with any name that appears in that spot. Keep in mind that you're not searching the organization's internal email directory in their email server when you type this command. All you're doing is looking for published instances of email addresses on the web. Also, this wouldn't be as practical a search when looking within a company as large as Microsoft, but it would be an ideal search command when searching for email addresses in a small to mid-size organization. This is a very, very powerful search command. You can even add qualifier terms to your search to make it even more specific. For instance, you could type so asterisk at Microsoft.com and then under quotation marks, director of marketing. So this would tell Google that you're looking for searches that have an email address at Microsoft and also the term director of marketing in that same exact order. And chances are you're going to come across an email address for a director of marketing at Microsoft, including that person's email address. Another good search type to try, if you're just looking for actual names for now and not necessarily an email address yet, would be something like this: marketing manager under quotation marks, and then the term Microsoft or the word Microsoft. This is essentially telling Google that you're looking for instances of the phrase marketing manager and the word Microsoft. Now, because Microsoft, again, is such a large company and marketing manager is such a common term, you'll probably have to sift through quite a few search results before you found what you needed. So another way to do this would be to limit Google search to Microsoft's website only. So I would type marketing manager again under quotation marks, but I would specify that I'm only looking for results with that term that appear on the Microsoft site. After having done this many times, I can tell you that when you use Google to search this way, one of the search results you're going to come across a lot is for job openings with that specific title. And even though you can just ignore those, it's often easier to search for what you need when you don't have a lot of that clutter to sift through in your search results. So one way to do this is to eliminate search results that have the word job in them. So here's an example of how you can do that. So going back to the example I used previously, marketing director under quotation marks, site colon Microsoft.com, so that's the same, but now you're saying minus job. When I search for marketing director, and I just change it up a little bit here to make it easier, I search for marketing director without saying that I didn't want to see any results with the word job in them, I got a bunch of results, most of which were job postings. But when I tried it again, this time eliminating any mentions of the word jobs, I found several marketing director names right away, as you can see here. Now, let's say you're not as specific about the actual individual you're looking for, because you could technically approach a number of, let's say, divisional vice presidents within a company, not just say the president of or vice president of operations. So in that case, Google has a neat little feature that allows you to make your search a bit more flexible. And here's a command that shows you an example of that. So under quotation marks, vice president of asterisk, site, colon, Microsoft.com. And again, I would subtract any mentions of the word job. What this does is it tells Google, look, I'm looking for instances of vice president of blank, could be any term there, within the Microsoft website. And by the way, eliminate any search results that contain the word job. Something you often come across when doing these types of searches within Google are pages that no longer exist. So they're still indexed by Google because they were existing pages at some point, but maybe the website owner has reworked the site or removed that page altogether. So when you clicked on the search result, you get a message, an error message that says something like, sorry, this page is no longer available. Well, one way to get around that is to look for the cached link at the end of the search result. So if you look at this screenshot right here, you'll see that this page has that cache link right there. When I clicked on the cache link, it takes me to the actual page Google indexed some time ago. And it's a page that no longer exists in this example. But because Google still has the information indexed in its databases, when I clicked on cache, it showed me what it included. And the neat thing about cache is it will actually highlight the term you search for within that page. So it makes it easier to search through the actual page. So make sure to look for that cache link when doing searches that return pages that are no longer active on that company's website. Finally, if all this sounds a bit too complicated, all these commands, there's too many colons and quotation marks, and it's just too confusing, or if you're not sure you can remember all of these commands, don't worry. Google has an advanced search page that makes this process super easy. And as you can tell here in the screenshot, it gives you several fields for different criteria, and it makes this search process a lot easier. I personally prefer to use the commands within the standard search field. I just have memorized by now, but if you don't want to bother with that, you can also go here. And the way to get that is on the Google homepage. You'll see a link to the right of the search field that says Advanced Search. Click on that, and it will take you directly to this page. Another great resource for finding company names and their email addresses in some cases is Manta. You can find them at manta.com. Basically, this is a huge online database and directory that contains, as of this recording, more than 64 million company profiles. What I love about this website is that it contains a wealth of information on smaller companies that are often hard to research or to dig up information on. And even though it doesn't always contain email addresses, and it does, but only in some profiles, it's a great starting point for getting basic information and contact names, which you can then turn around and use Google to find contact information you need, as we showed you in the previous examples. You should register to get access to the most information in Manta. And don't worry, it's free, and it's definitely worth the extra couple of steps to do that. So let's take a look at Manta and how you can use it to find company names, contact names, and contact information. So let's say I'm interested in approaching a company called ChemTrack here in my hometown, the Atlanta area. They're a relatively small company, so I'm having trouble getting information about them in other sources. So I go to Manta, log in, and do a search for ChemTrack, and here's what turns up. The company I'm looking for is the third search result here, so I click on that, and here's what I get. Actually, this is part of what I get. There's more to this profile, but I wanted to show you just a glimpse of the information you can quickly get for free. And notice that immediately you can see some of the company contacts. In this case, the president, Robert Bryant. I get a little bit of information on annual sales. That's all great. What industry they're in, and some really, really neat information, phone number, website, and so forth. So right now I have the company's president in his name, which is great because I didn't have that before, but again, I don't have his email address. So here's where I can go back to Google and do a little bit more research. So what I would do in this case, I would go to Google and type in the following command, @chemtrack.com. So I'm basically saying to Google, hey, give me the results that have an email address with this domain of chemtrack.com. And I don't care what's before that, what name is before the @chemtrack. Just give me whatever you find and let's see what happens. And as you can see here, one of the results it gave me was Robert Bryant's email address, which appeared on a website. And the neat thing is I wouldn't have known whose email to look for had I not known this gentleman's name, which I got from Manta. So Manta becomes a really neat first step to find some company information, and then you can use other tools to dig a little deeper and find actual names or email addresses specifically. Manta is also another great way to build your list of prospects, and it's one we didn't mention in the previous lesson. But you'll notice when you log in, there's a sidebar on the left that allows you to start browsing companies in the database based on certain criteria. And this is just part of the criteria that it allows you to search by. I started just for fun browsing law firms in the state of Georgia by setting some basic criteria, including annual revenue ranges, the fact that I was looking for the company's headquarters specifically. And I specified certain types of law, but I didn't do much there. And basically, it gave me a whole list of names of company information. I clicked on one of them, and here's a screenshot of what I found. Not only did it have one of the partners' names and looks like direct phone numbers, but it also included his email address, which that saved me a step. I don't have to now go out to Google or to another resource to try to find that email address. So again, Manta, it's a great database to use for research and one where you can find a ton of information for free. Another great resource is GuideStar. And this is very useful if you target, or if one of your target markets is nonprofit organizations. So if that's one of them, you definitely want to use GuideStar.org, in this case, not .com. GuideStar is another huge online database and directory of nonprofit organizations. And here again, it's filled with valuable information. Just like with Manta, you have to register to get much of the detail you're going to want, but it's free to register, so it's definitely worth it. Let's take a quick look. And actually, what I did in this example is I started doing searches for nonprofit organizations in my community, specifically Marietta, Georgia, which is where I live. And I got a whole list of them, and I clicked on one of them, the Walker School, which is a private school here in town, and it gave me some really important information that I didn't have before doing another search in Google. And in this case, it was the CEO's name, which is Donald Robertson. It even says he's been here since 1985, which that's pretty amazing. So anyway, this could become a starting point to get that information. And again, I can go to Google or other resources to find this gentleman's email address or to look for other individuals within that organization. If your target market or one of your target markets is manufacturers, then ThomasNet may be a very helpful resource for you, especially if you've developed some valuable experience working with a certain type of manufacturer and you want to leverage that knowledge and experience with similar companies. Thomas has been around for a very long time. It used to be a collection of huge hardcover catalogs. I used to actually use these years ago, back in the day when I worked in the distribution industry, and I used it to find suppliers of hard-to-find products. Well, it's all online now, and according to their website, ThomasNet has information on more than 607,000 U.S. and Canadian manufacturers, custom manufacturers, distributors, and other service providers. So here for fun, this I see ThomasNet as another great resource to start your search for potential prospect organizations. And what I did in my example is I just started drilling down into Georgia. I picked the category of manufacturer. I stuck to the state of Georgia, and it gave me a huge listing, and I was able to drill down and find manufacturers of this specific type, actually even in my county. Jigsaw.com is another great resource, and one of my favorites because of its accuracy and the amount of time it saves me compared to some of the other methods I've discussed so far. This is a resource I touched on in the previous lesson, and it's basically a member-maintained online exchange of downloadable company information and tens of millions of business contacts. Jigsaw users actually are the ones who police the accuracy of the database, and they do that because the system has a built-in reward mechanism for keeping the information accurate and up-to-date. So I can enter a contact that I came across. I can put it in there. And if for some reason I messed up or that person ends up moving from that company, somebody could catch that, let Jigsaw know, and they get rewarded for correcting that information. So that's really important because, especially in the last several years, so many people have switched organizations that really database accuracy is more important than it has been in a long time. And Jigsaw, I think, does a really good job of maintaining that accuracy. Now, out of all the sources we've discussed in this lesson so far, Jigsaw is the only one that's not free. You can get names from the system by using points, which again, you can earn either by uploading some of your own personal or professional contacts or by buying them outright from through one of their plans. I can tell you the plans are fairly reasonably priced considering the level of accuracy you get and the time you save. So in my opinion, if you're serious about email prospecting and about saving time getting email information you just can't find via Google or some of the other methods we've discussed so far, investing in one of the plans might be a good idea. Maybe what you'll want to do is, of this recording, I think they start at $250 a year. Try some of the other methods first, see how that works for you. And if you're having to spend a lot of time or if you can't find many of the emails that you're looking for, then give Jigsaw a try. Now, I wanted to give you a couple of more sources for email addresses and individual names within an organization. These aren't as reliable or consistent as the ones we've discussed so far, but I wanted to mention them anyway because, you know what, when else fails, these are definitely viable ways of finding that information. One of them is to go by the organization's email convention. So let's say that the company is abccompany.com. That's the company's email, or I should say domain name. And you find an email address doing a Google search of j.smith. Now, that's not the contact you want, but at least you know that j.smith's address is j.smith@abccompany.com. Well, then chances are that your prospect's email address is very similar. So if it's Susan Myers, you might want to try s.myers@abccompany.com, and that's probably going to get you there. Another potential resource is to talk to the sales manager. So call the company and ask to speak to either the sales manager or one of their sales reps, and see if they can help you. I was in sales for 12 years, and I can tell you I would get about 3 or 4 calls a year from vendors and other individuals who were trying to get in the door with my company, with my employer. And they wanted to do some digging around and find me or one of the other salespeople to try and get some company information or even some pointers on how to approach key people in the company who were on who we were using for whatever service they were providing and so on. And I have to tell you, I found myself gladly taking their call if they were professional, if they seemed to know what they were doing, if I felt that that they were asking the right questions. So definitely a last resort, but see if you can get a hold of somebody in the sales organization to kind of coach you or to give you the information that you want.